Then another thing it causes is systemic inflammation of the vascular system. And when it does that, it actually shuts, you know, it makes it very difficult for the oxygen and blood to get to the heart. And when that happens from that inflammation in those veins, it narrows them and it can cause a lot of buildup. But you actually don't even need the buildup to have a massive heart attack from this. But if you do get the buildup, you'll get it regardless of your diet or anything. And you're at very high risk for massive heart disease. It's a very unpredictable disease. One of the things that lupus does is it likes to grab hold of other autoimmune diseases and connect tissue diseases and kind of like, you know, have a buddy along with it. Lupus does not like to travel alone. And with Michael, one of the other things that lupus likes to bring with it is called vitiligo. And it is a skin pigmentation disease, and it is an autoimmune disease. And it's one of the things that lupus really likes to grab a hold of as a friend, to grab, you know, just to walk along with as it's destroying your body. So most people, you know, a lot of people do get it. Most people actually do get second and third and fourth diseases triggered by their lupus because lupus does not like to travel alone. And that is actually one of the common diseases that it causes. And it starts out very blotchy and then it spreads. Now, let's talk about the weird stuff because we all hear about, you know, all these weird things, you know, like the surgical masks and the weird disguises and all of that. I'm going to actually show you guys some things. Michael was famous, of course, you know, I mean, you guys all know this. And, you know, public scrutiny. And lupus is a very misunderstood disease. And one of the things is that it, the treatment for it is to suppress the immune system. So you have to take chemo and steroids. And steroids is really the one that works. And it's a horrible, they give you chemo because it's a steroid-sparing drug. So that's how bad steroids are. Let me tell you what it does. It changes the way you look. It changes your entire identity. It causes mood swings. It changes your behavior, literally. It can change your personality. It can cause you to act very crazy and insane. And people who have to go on steroids, which is 90% of all lupus patients, call it the evil drug. I call it my love-hate relationship because, you know, we all know, us who take it, we all know, and it's the only way to treat lupus is through immune suppressants. So I guarantee you he was on steroids, at least at some point, probably when he was wearing the disguises. But what they do is they give you a moon face. They make your cheeks go out this way. It makes your face go flat this way. I don't know if you guys can tell, but I'm going to turn my head because, see, I use this what's called a 1920s old-style movie mode because I try to hide my lupus the way Michael tried to hide his. It's very ugly.